Welcome back to BOU's Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. I'm your host, Naftali Herman. It is great to be back with each and every one of you today. As always, thank you so much for joining the program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 14th day of the month of Mar Cheshvan. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of BOU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Mark Fishman of Congregation Beth Tikva in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Fishman slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. Which will be followed by Mishaberach Lecholim with a sizable pause, and will conclude with a recitation of Achenu. With a pleasure and honor it is to welcome Rabbi Fishman back to the Daily Call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Fishman.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Naftali. It is an honor to be here with you and with all of the listeners of the OU Daily Chizuk telephone call and program. Thank you so much. It truly is an honor. I believe this is my third time that I have now been with the group. And, well, I guess that's a chazaka, three times a charm, and we'll see if you can get rid of me. What I would like to share with you today as a way of Divrei Chizuk is the sense that we sometimes can feel a little bit overwhelmed in our lives, and we can oftentimes feel that our to-do lists get ever longer. And I actually think that's part of the problem. We set ourselves these very lofty challenges. We either want to do it all, we believe we have to do it all, and somewhere along the way, we end up doing very little indeed. And I was reminded of this fact, not only in the fact that I still haven't gotten around to going to the gym yet, and it's quite a few days since that New Year's resolution was made. But also, I was reminded of this because of a Gemara that was recently studied in the Daf Yomi program. Daf Yomi is learning Masechet Rosh Hashanah at the moment. Right at the very beginning, on Daf Dalad Amud Bet 4b, there is a discussion that is raised in the Talmud that we know on every festival, a person has to offer a special sacrifice, a special korban, known as the chagiga sacrifice. This is actually a korban, in addition to whatever sacrifices must be brought on the day of the festival itself, there's something called a festive sacrifice. And the Talmud wants to know, Rosh Hashanah, Daf Dalad, Amud Bet, what happens if you didn't get around to bringing your chagiga sacrifice on the holiday of Shavuot? I guess as much as things change, things haven't changed at all. Because here you are, living in Yerushalayim in the gaze of the Beit HaMikdash, and you've got a long to-do list. You might be feeling overwhelmed by the worries of the world, and you haven't brought your responsibilities when you were supposed to. And the Talmud says, well, actually, don't worry, because we have a make-up time. If you didn't offer your chagiga sacrifice on the holiday of Shavuot, a person has up to the next 7 days from the day of Shavuot onwards in which they can bring their chagiga sacrifice. And the Talmud says we can learn this out from Pesach, because Pesach lasts 7 days in the land of Israel, with Midot Araita, according to Torah law. And after all, we can deduce this from the fact that the Torah mentions the Shalosh Regalim together in one Pasuk. And we can make a comparison, Shavuot to Pesach. If you didn't get around to doing what you had to do, you've got another 7 days to take care of it. Then the Gemara asks, well, hang on a second, wait a second. Why are you comparing Shavuot to Pesach? Only giving you 7 extra makeup days. Maybe you can compare Shavuot to Sukkot, And that would give you 8 makeup days. After all, the holiday of Sukkot is 8 days long. Let's not get into the status of what Hoshana Rabbah Shemini Atzeret is. The Talmud takes it at face value. If we compared it to Sukkot, you would have an 8-day makeup period. Surely everyone would want more time to get through what they are supposed to fulfill in terms of their obligations. And to this, the Gemara responds with a fascinating aphorism. It says, no. We don't want to compare Shavuot to Sukkot, giving you 8 days, because tafasta maruba lo tafasta, which literally means if you grab too much, you haven't grabbed anything. Whereas tafasta muat, tafasta, if you grab a little, then you've at least grabbed something. And what this means is, explains the Talmud, is that sometimes in our lives, when we give ourselves too much time to get things done, it doesn't get done at all. Consequently, the Talmud concludes that if someone has only up to 7 days, not 8, during which they can bring their makeup, a giga sacrifice, then indeed, most people would get around to doing it. Today, the truth is, I think a lot of us feel like we try to grab too much, the fasta maruba, not only in terms of the time that we give ourselves to achieve our goals. Yeah, I'll get around to it. As long as I do it this year. This year, I'll clean up the garage. This year, I'll tidy the garden. But also in terms of the goals themselves. I'm going to finish all of Chumash with Rashi, Ramban, Ibn Ezra this year. That's a lofty goal. I'm going to finish all of Daf Yomi with the Rashba and the Ritva and Tosfot this year. I am going to go to the gym every day this year. We give ourselves very lofty goals. And what happens is that as our daily to-do list grows, it actually goes far beyond what can be achieved in any one day. And what happens? Tafasta maruba, lo tafasta. We actually achieve very little. In our lives, personally, we should set realistic goals and give them deadlines and give them a timeline by which we are going to accomplish that. When you say, this year I will, well, then it just disappears into the air. Let's not give ourselves an open-ended timeline to accomplish our tasks, but let's focus on what is achievable, what we can do today, and what stands in front of us. And when we are tafasta mu'at, tafasta, and then indeed, if we grab a little, we would have grabbed something. Don't feel overwhelmed. Don't feel that there's just simply too much to accomplish. Let's set our sights on small steps. And you'll realize after a while, you've actually accomplished quite a lot. We are now going to continue with Tehillim. Going to be reading out Prakim Chaf, Chaf Gimel, and Kuf Lamed, chapters 20, 23, and 130. If you wish to follow along, and now we'll read out Perek Chaf, chapter 20. Tamnatseach Mizmor LeDavid Yancha Adonai Bayam Sara Yasagevcha Shem Elohe Yaakov Yishlach Ezracha Mikodesh Mitzion Yisadeka Yisko Kol Minchotecha Baalakha Yadashnasela Yitain alecha kilbavecha v'chol eitzatcha yimalei naranana yeshuatecha v'shem elohino nidgol yimalei adunai kol mishalotecha ata yedati ki hoshia adunai mashicho ya'anehu mishmei kodsho v'gvorot Yeshe Yemino Eile Berechev Ve'eile Besusim Ve'anachnu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir Hema Kara'u Ve'nafalu Ve'anachnu Kamnu Ve'nik'odad Adonai Hoshia Hamelech Ya'aneinu Bayom Kareinu. And we'll now read out Tehillim Perek Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor LeDavid Adonai Roi Lo Echsa Binot Deshe Yarbit Seini Almei Menuchat Yanchaleini Nafshi Yashovez Yancheini b'magle sedek l'man shemo. Gam ki eilech b'geitz al mavet, lo irara ki ata imadi. Shiftecha u'mishantecha, heima yenachamuni. Tarach lafanei shulchan neged tzararai. Dishanta b'shemen roshi, Kofi Rabaya Ach Tov Vachesed Yudfuni Kolyame Chayai Vashavti Bevet Adonai Li Orech Yamin. And now turn to Tehillim Perek Kuf Lamed 130. Shil hama'alot mimamakim karaticha Adonai. Adonai shim'a b'koli. Tiena aznecha toshuvot lakol tachonunai. Im avonot tishmoya Adonai mi ya'amod. Ki imcha hatzlicha L'ma'an tivarei. Kiviti Adonai kivata nafshi, V'lidvoro chacholti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomerim laboke, Shomerim laboke. Yechel Yisrael el Adonai, Ki im Adonai hachesed, Vehebe emo fudut. Vehu yifte et Yisrael mikol avonata. Now continue with the Mishaberach Lacholim, and in the appropriate place you may add the names of those on behalf of whom you may be davening for. Yishabeirach, Avotenu, Abraham, Yitzhak, B'Yakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, Sar, Rechel, Rachel, V'Leah. Hu Yivarech, Yirapeh, Et HaCholim. Please insert now the names on behalf of those you may be praying for. Bavo shakalakam it palim bavoram. Ischazer kodesh baruchu yemalei rachamim aleihem. Lachlimam rachotam rachazikam rachiotam. Vishlach lahem mehera refua shalema min hashamayim. Betoch shah chole Yisrael refua ta nefesh refua ta guf. Hashta ba'agala abizman karib v'nama amen. May the Holy One blessed be He send a complete and full and speedy recovery to all of those sick among Israel and among the entire world, the recovery of the body and the recovery of the spirit, soon, swiftly, and speedily. Amen. We now conclude with Achinu, a tefillah for all of our brothers and sisters throughout the world, particularly in Eretz Yisrael. Anyone experiencing hardship, difficulty, moments of captivity or darkness, that they should have the Hatzalah, the deliverance that they so very much need. Achinu kol Beit Yisrael hanatunim b'tzara v'shivya, ha'omdim bein b'yam u'bein b'yavasha. Hamakom yirachem aleihem, v'yotziyem mitzara levacha, me'afela la'ora mishubat l'ge'ula. Hashta ba'agala v'zman kariv, v'noma, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Fishman. One brief note, the archives have been updated. You can now listen to all of the previous programs dating back to March 13th of 2020 through the end of this year of September, so just a couple of weeks back. The calls from the past 2 weeks will be uploaded in the coming days. Again, we apologize for the delay, but the archives at ou.org/Tehillim have been updated. Again, that's ou.org/Tehillim to access all of the previous recordings, minus the past 2 weeks. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah with all those in need will be answered with tova for good, whatever it is that we may be praying for, those who are looking and hoping to get married, those who are hoping for children, those who are in need of parnasa, whatever it might be, may all of our tefillot, may all of our prayers be answered with tova for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next regularly scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.